Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years, leading professional development for educators and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. Before we jump into today's episode, a quick reminder, you can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. And if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, you should see a link in the description that you can click on as you listen today, and it'll take you to all of the resources I mentioned. Also, for those of you who have ordered a copy of my new book, EdTech Essentials, the Top 10 Technology Strategies for All Learning Environments, a big thank you. There are over a dozen five-star reviews on Amazon already, but because there were some big shipping delays for my publisher, ASCD, I have extended the book bonus through the end of October. So just check out the podcast description or go to classtechtips.com/books for more details. This episode is sponsored by Levered Learning, a 21st century instructional system for elementary math, created by educators to provide just the right level of support and challenge for every student. Levered gives teachers the ability to create personalized learning paths using real-time data on student progress, tools to support intervention and enrichment. Levered's individualized online math curriculum is proven to increase learning growth by 70% on state testing in the first year of implementation. Learn more at levered.com. Today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast is titled, Three Ways to Make the Most of Pinterest If You're Teaching This Year. Now, if you are already deep into the world of Pinterest, I hope these three ways, these tips, will help you just get re-energized around the platform. But if you're totally new to Pinterest, this might give you a push to think about this space. And I don't want it to feel like you are adding another social media app to your probably already busy phone menu. I know that's how mine feels sometimes, but that you're really leaning into a space that's great to use on a regular basis, or one that you might just want to peek into every time you're looking for something specific and maybe you're not coming across it in your normal places. If you're looking for classroom ideas and inspiration, Pinterest is so much more than a spot for party planning inspiration. Although I will say I've definitely gone there when looking for like centerpiece ideas or different types of party planning things for sure. It's a robust platform full of user-submitted content that can totally transform not just your next party, but your classroom too. From lesson plans to ideas for student projects, Pinterest can be an absolute game changer. Now, for many educators, using Pinterest as a teaching resource is not a new idea. The platform is full of teachers who post their favorite anchor charts and kid-friendly apps, or simply go to Pinterest to look for ideas without ever posting or sharing a pin themselves. So there's lots of ways you can use this space, both as a consumer of content, finding things, searching for things, bookmarking things you want to find later, or maybe even sharing something with a friend. Or there are people who pin their own things, links to their own blog posts or their own podcast episodes or their own favorite recipes. But today, we're thinking about reasons that you shouldn't ignore Pinterest if you're teaching this year, or why you should revisit Pinterest if it's been a while, not from a creator side of things, but from a consumer side. So we're going to think about three ways to make the most of Pinterest if you're teaching this year. It might not seem like an ed tech tool, but there's lots of ed tech friendly people who are out there using Pinterest to share ideas. First up on our list of ways to make the most of Pinterest if you're teaching this year is to think of Pinterest as essentially a search engine. Instead of a Google search, which brings a wide range of text-based results, Pinterest provides users with a search bar that brings graphics, short captions, and links as part of its results. You might be thinking, Monica, you can toggle between a few different options in Google, right? Like you can see news report results or videos at the top of your screen as part of your results. But Pinterest is essentially a search engine tied to content that usually solves a problem, addresses a need, shares an idea, or provides inspiration. It tends to be a little bit more actionable, not always, but we're speaking more broadly here. When Pinterest, when we view of it as a search engine, it really becomes a great place to go to when we're looking for something in our education space, from lesson plan ideas to finding the perfect digital tool to address a need in your classroom. Pinterest is used by educators around the world to bookmark and organize favorites. So with a keyword search in Pinterest, you might find a blog post written by a teacher in another corner of the globe that they pinned or added to Pinterest. Or you might find a video clip from a content creator who you end up following along with on Pinterest, Instagram, or even another social media platform. It's a more curated space where someone has taken that extra step of pinning a great resource, and then you are searching through all of the pins that are out there to find the result for whatever keyword search you put in. If you have a copy of my new book, EdTech Essentials, then you might have already noticed that in the very last chapter, there's a section on building your EdTech tool belt. And you might search for a type of tool when you're in a space like Pinterest, like a quizzing app if you're building out your EdTech tool belt. Or you might search for resources and ideas for a tool that's already in your tool belt. Like if you're using Seesaw all the time, you might go on Pinterest and look for Seesaw ideas for a fourth grade classroom or for a social studies activity. So there's a couple different ways to think of it, but Pinterest is essentially a search engine, and that's first on our list of ways to make the most of Pinterest if you're teaching this year. Second on the list is there are lots of student project examples. So if you really want to make the most of Pinterest, using this space to find student project examples is our number two on our list of three today. Pinterest is full of student project examples and lesson inspiration. Since this is a platform that many educators use, they have gone ahead and added pins, which are those links with the image featured, to lots of teacher-friendly resources. So instead of putting in a search to Google, right, a massive search engine, a quick search in Pinterest for the type of project, subject area, and maybe even sneaking in the grade level into your search query can bring up oodles of pins to take a look through. Even a quick search like water cycle projects, fifth grade, can bring up visuals that go along with blog posts, lesson plans, and multimedia resources. Now, the visual aspect of Pinterest makes it a great place to gather quick ideas. When you do a regular Google search, right, you typically are getting a link and then a little description, another link and a little description. But Pinterest is really visual. So that could include a photograph someone has posted as a student work sample, or simply an eye-catching graphic that confirms what the link behind the pin will take you to, kind of like a quick preview. Just like any search engine, the results that come back from your search for student project examples, which is our number two way to make the most of Pinterest this year, the search results are definitely going to vary in quality and quantity. Pinterest has content that connects to blog posts and podcast episodes that are free of charge. You could click and get all the information behind the pin, but there are also links to material that's behind a paywall. Like you might see a great visual, but then it goes to a lesson plan on Teachers Pay Teachers that you may or may not want to pay for, or it might take you to a content provider that has a subscription-based platform. So you might get like a preview, or you might get like one free lesson. So there's some variety there, but if you're looking for some quick ideas for student project examples, you can find some surface level results. So maybe just a great picture that sparks something inside of you for a direction you want to take a project in, or you might find a whole lesson outline that's going to be a complete game changer for the types of projects you want to do, including finding some examples of actual student samples on the platform. Now, number three on our list of ways to make the most of Pinterest if you're teaching this year is all about video. If TikTok isn't for you, the videos on Pinterest might be. On episode 106 of the podcast, I'll link to it in the show notes for today, I shared a few reasons why TikTok has become popular with educators. But if you hear the word TikTok and cringe, but you know that videos are a great way to learn something new, then Pinterest might be a great place to keep your eyes peeled for videos. Because in addition to the traditional pins, which are that image with a title and caption and then a link to go somewhere else for more info, there's also video content or video pins that are now up on Pinterest. And if you're someone who maybe checked out Pinterest a couple years ago, hasn't been back in it recently, then this might be a kind of news to you piece, right? Or something that you want to revisit. And if you've been on Pinterest, you check in every, you know, couple weeks, or maybe you go in once a week and look for something, then you might have noticed these video pins. The video pins are 4 seconds, which is really short, like a GIF, up to 15 minutes in length, which is sounds pretty long to me. I probably wouldn't want to watch a whole 15 minute pin on my feed, but I might see a short one that grabs my attention. When you scroll through Pinterest search results, you'll find video pins may come up alongside the traditional pins. They'll be moving like a video. Although video isn't as popular on Pinterest as in other platforms, there's not a lot of it there, but there's some. And one way to make the most of Pinterest this year is to keep your eyes peeled for video in your feed. These videos tend to unpack a big idea, such as steps to follow, or provide more details, a more in-depth look at a topic than, say, the quick static visual. Now, the static visual, the not moving ones, are great, right? You might see a great infographic, but these video pins may take it a step further or just give you a little bit more information to get you to that aha moment. I sometimes make video pins to share information and updates instead of just using the traditional pins, and I'll put a link to an example of one of my video pins in the show notes for today. So that will give you just kind of a rundown of the new features on my blog from the week before. That's how I typically use video pins. I make quick videos that say, hey, here's everything new that's on the blog. And so that's something that I like to use with a video pin because it gives you in 20 seconds just a rundown of everything that's new, and you can decide if you want to get more info. Now, to make the most of Pinterest this school year, think of this platform as a search engine, essentially a space that can give you more meaty results than a Google search. You might try out a search for student project examples and then share those examples with students. And you might do a search like that by combining subject areas, topics, and grade levels. And you might even do that if you're simply on the hunt for ideas and inspiration, as opposed to an example to share with students. And of course, to make the most of Pinterest if you're teaching this year, keep your eyes peeled for some of these newer video pins. They can really help bring ideas to life with more engaging visuals. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, sign up or log back in to your Pinterest account. It's a free platform. Next, think of Pinterest as a search engine. Then look for student project examples. And finally, keep your eyes peeled for video pins. Remember, you can find the show notes for this episode with all of the resources and tools that I mentioned today by heading to classtechtips.com/podcast and finding today's episode number 135. A big thank you to our sponsor, Levered Learning, for this episode. No matter what the school year tosses our way, Levered Systems Level approach to teaching and learning will be key to building back with an accelerated learning path for every student. If you'd like to learn more about how Levered can impact your teacher satisfaction and student impact, email info@levered.com and ask for the Digital Promise Brief. If you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you have a moment and are feeling extra helpful today, please leave a rating or review for the podcast. It helps other educators find this podcast when they're searching for topics like EdTech or teaching in their podcast app. And this month of September, I have a few special bonus items for anyone who grabs a copy of my new book, EdTech Essentials. Already have your copy? Send me a message on Instagram or Twitter. At Class Tech Tips is where you'll find me, or go straight to classtechtips.com/book bonus to request your bonus items. Have a great week and check back on Tuesday morning for next week's new episode.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.